Do you ever question the value of your expertise, or maybe even your effectiveness as a leader? Have you ever heard of or struggled with imposter syndrome? If so, you are not alone. Today's episode is all about how we can battle imposter syndrome and reclaim our role as experts in our field. Got a lot to say. Let's get started. Welcome to the Excel at Consulting podcast, helping you to use your expertise to advance in your career, business, and create a life you love. I'm Dr. Angelina Davis, and I'm a clinical pharmacist, consultant, solopreneur, and working mom. I'm here to share all that I know about growing your career and business while striking a little bit of work-life balance. I believe that it's possible to have all that you want and more. It just takes a little work, and I'm here to make that journey a little easier. We'll dive into strategy, time and project management, leadership, and so much more. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to Excel at Consulting. Today's episode is all about overcoming imposter syndrome. And if you are wondering what imposter syndrome actually is, it is actually a feeling or a syndrome where you inaccurately believe that your success is based solely on luck. And so, when we look into data that talks about, you know, the incidence or the how common imposter syndrome actually is, we can find that approximately 70% of all people experience imposter syndrome at some point in their lives. So this is not something that is uncommon. You are not unusual if you're experiencing this. You are not in any way very different from many of us who have experienced this challenge from time to time. And there are ways that we can, you know, really fight back. And that's what we want to talk about today. Because really, when you think about imposter syndrome, it is something that really robs you of a full experience. I mean, it really robs you of enjoying and taking advantage of all the things that may present itself in your current situation. And we don't want that to happen. We don't want anything to hold us back. We don't want anything to slow us down. We want to excel. We want to thrive. We want to grow. And in order to do that, we have to kick imposter syndrome to the curb. And, you know, fewer of us are immune. There are some people that never experience this, but for the most part, imposter syndrome can get the best of all of us, even with all of our degrees and all of our trainings and jobs and certifications, et cetera. We still find a way to try and convince ourselves when we are suffering with imposter syndrome that we're not enough. And this is a battle that we must overcome in order to get to where we are trying to go. And, you know, when I think about it, really in my own personal story, I can share that when I first entered into consulting, I felt as if I was, you know, kind of a fish out of water. I felt like I had entered into an area that I was not prepared for, that I did not have the expertise for, that I did not have the knowledge and the training for. But I did. I had not only the degrees and the certifications and the experience, I had led in a position where I managed those same jobs and responsibilities, not just for one hospital facility, because I am in healthcare consulting. But I actually did that for an entire health system before I became a formal or an actual consultant. And so I was prepared. I was ready, but I did not acknowledge or know that I was. And so that was part of a big battle. And it becomes this endless cycle, because when you're entering into the challenge of trying to overcome imposter syndrome, you feel like you have to prove something, like you have to get another degree, you have to get another certification, you have to get more education. And you're constantly kind of going in this endless cycle of trying to gain some type of degree or certificate that will somehow validate your expertise. And that really can't be done, because guess where it comes from? It comes from inside. And so you have the ability to change this. You have the ability to change this for yourself, in your mind and in your eyes. And you have the ability to fight against that feeling that you are somehow fraudulent, because it's not true. Your expertise is valuable. And we're going to talk about how you can overcome imposter syndrome today.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Here are four reasons why. One is free. Who doesn't love that? Two, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Super simple. Three, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. And four, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
One of the first ways that you can challenge imposter syndrome is to honor your expertise. What I mean by honoring your expertise is stop taking yourself for granted. Stop looking at your degrees and your certifications and your experience as being trivial. Don't think that everybody has the same experience and the same training that you have, because many do not. Recognize that the degrees you hold have been earned and that they are valuable, that they are a representation of additional knowledge and a higher level of knowledge that you have obtained to do your job. Just fully take in everything that you have accomplished with what comes to your education and your training and your preparation. By really honoring your expertise and acknowledging that you do have what is needed in order to provide expert knowledge and expert insight, that is one of the key ways that you can begin to battle against this feeling that you are somehow, you know, hiding something, or you're somehow not prepared to do the job that you were hired to do. So one of the first things that you can do is to truly honor your expertise. And one way of doing this is to really just sit down and take account of everything that you know. And when I say this, I really do mean stop and think about everything that you are trained to do. So I'm looking beyond just a degree or a certification or a piece of paper, but I'm really thinking about various skill sets, talents, tools, applications that you have mastered, skills that in essence you are known for or that you do very well. You really want to take a full assessment of everything that you are able to offer, because this is important. These are things that help to create the uniqueness of the services you provide. So you want to ensure that you fully understand, that you recognize, that you honor, that you acknowledge everything that you have experienced that has created this differentiating factor when it comes to your work. And the only way that you can do this is to really take a comprehensive look at all that you are capable of. And you want to see this clearly, because it is this training and experience that will allow you to continue to, I'm going to say continue because I'm assuming that you are excelling, but to continue to excel in your field. So one of the first things, honor your expertise.
The second way that you can battle imposter syndrome is to clearly and accurately define your zone of expertise. So now your zone of expertise is really the boundaries that kind of signify your expert knowledge, or the boundaries that are set around your expertise, meaning what comprises your realm of genius. What, in essence, do you do so well? What are the limits to your expert knowledge? And we all have limits. We don't know everything. We're not an expert in everything. And that's one of the key things that you have to acknowledge, is that you're not an expert in everything. And don't try to be. Because when you try to be an expert in everything, when you try to do all things, you really master none. You really do not set yourself apart as being the go-to person in one particular area. And because of that, it can lead to feelings of, you know, incompetence or a feeling of not being fully prepared. Things that we like to kind of term as imposter syndrome. So one of the ways that you can set or establish your zone of expertise is to really take an account of what expert services you are trying to provide or you are providing. Where does your expertise lie? So for instance, if you are an expert in social media marketing, then I would not expect you to, you know, then be doing, you know, possibly web design. Now, can you do web design? Possibly so. More than likely, that may be part of the skills or the training that you have obtained over the years. And it's something that you can put to use in the work that you're doing. However, do not try and work as an expert in that area if it is not your zone of expertise. When it comes to those types of projects or the extension of your work into these other areas, make sure that you're comfortable with stating and clarifying where your expert knowledge actually lies and stick to that. Because when you're able to more closely stick to your or stay in your zone of expertise, then you're setting yourself up for success because this is an area where you have been able to excel in your field. It's an area where you've produced consistent, successful results and reproducible outcomes. And it's also an area where you have the ability to effectively teach others to excel in that same area. So that is your area of success. That's your zone of expertise. That's where you're going to excel. Stay there. By staying in that particular frame of mind, then you can offer so much more to your clients because at that point, you are clearly outlining and setting expectations associated with the work that you're doing. So the client, your client truly feels and knows what they will achieve from the work that you do together. It makes life a lot simpler. It reduces the feeling of, in essence, not being prepared. And all of those things are so helpful when you're trying to guard against imposter syndrome. So the third way that you can battle imposter syndrome is to have confidence in the knowledge that you hold. Confidence is everything. So keep in mind that part of the deal with imposter syndrome is that you are not confident in the expertise that you offer or the knowledge or the skills that you hold. It is that lack of confidence that allows imposter syndrome to kind of creep in. So whenever we are battling imposter syndrome, we have to begin to ask ourselves, you know, is this a situation where I lack confidence? And so oftentimes we'll find that typically there is some type of distortion in the self-perceived value of the services that you offer that keep you from feeling confident and reassuring yourself that you are ready for the challenge. And so one thing that we can do is to first develop confidence in the knowledge that we hold. Because it's actually this confidence that's going to allow us to lead our clients to success. We have to definitely stand in a place of leadership and have to show up as a leader in our work on a day-to-day basis. And the one way that we can do that, once again, is to go back to the first two points that were made and that we talked about, you know, honoring our expertise, really acknowledging and knowing the benefit of our work and what we have to offer. And then following that with staying in our zone of expertise where we're able to excel and we feel in essence, empowered. And when we're doing those two things and we are really hitting success after success or a positive outcome after another positive outcome, all of those things work together to build the confidence that we need to go even further. And so it is this confidence that we are really striving to have so that we can, you know, hopefully not battle or deal with imposter syndrome ever again. But really, in order to stand in that space, in order to stand in that level of confidence or that level of reassurance, we have to first acknowledge and appreciate the value that we're offering others. Because if we don't really appreciate our value, if we are not, we don't have a positive perception of the value that we offer or our value, then it's very difficult to really sell that to other people. I mean, how can you really successfully communicate your worth and value, the worth and value of your services or your business or, you know, your practice? How can you communicate that to others if you don't believe it yourself? So part of this whole process is really working towards positive outcomes so that we can build the confidence that we need over time in order to keep imposter syndrome at bay. Because really, once we're standing in that space of confidence and we are confident in what we're able to offer and that we can really communicate a clear value that we are able to offer, you know, that our services offer, then it's an entirely different ball game. We would be in a completely different space, one where we do not feel as if the result of our work or any positive growth from our work is just by chance, because it's not. We know that it's not. Why do we know that it's not? We know that it's not because, number one, you're experienced to do the work. Number two, you're trained to do the work. Number three, you do the work pretty darn well. And number four, you can sit in that space of confidence and reassurance that this is the work that you're meant to do. So once again, you know, confidence is something that takes time. It has to be built from multiple positive experiences and, you know, positive affirmations and other ways to really nurture your mind and your spirit. But once you're able to develop that level of confidence, it's going to be very hard for imposter syndrome to creep back in. All right. So to recap what we talked about today and how to overcome imposter syndrome, there are three things that you can do. And of course, there's much more that will help with this challenge, but these are the three things that we focused on. One is honoring your expertise. Make sure that you're taking time to really acknowledge all of the knowledge and the skills and the talents that you hold and how that can help others. Two is that you want to define your zone of expertise. So this is the area where you have expert knowledge, where you are producing just amazing outcomes, and an area where you can build upon multiple successes due to the positive and great work that you're doing. And so that's the zone that we want to stay in. It makes it so much easier. And three, have confidence in the knowledge that you hold. Confidence is key. Make sure that you have it. Stand in that space because you deserve it. All right, that wraps up today's podcast. As always, thanks so much for tuning in. Bye-bye. That wraps up another episode of the Excel at Consulting podcast. It's my hope that you enjoyed your time here and that you'll join in again for another conversation all about consulting, maximizing your impact, and achieving that work-life balance you deserve. Until then, you can follow me on Instagram at Excel at Consulting, and I hope to see you, hear from you, talk to you again soon. Take care.